goodbye.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has entered a plea on federal firearms charges after a summer plea deal fell apart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a Delaware courtroom, President Biden's son pleaded not guilty to three charges after being accused of lying about his drug use 5 years ago on a form used to buy a gun. Charges like those are rare, and Hunter Biden's lawyer says he plans to ask that the case be dismissed. Hunter Biden was indicted on the charges after a plea deal on tax and gun charges imploded. The agreement would have meant there'd be no criminal proceedings during his father's re-election campaign. Now, a special counsel has been appointed, and the case is on track for a possible trial as the election looms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back in court for the second day of his civil business trial. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
A day after intense opening statements on Monday, lawyers in the case on Tuesday are going through years worth of Trump's financial documents. Talking with reporters after court Monday, Donald Trump says he scored a victory in court, with a judge seemingly agreeing that all transactions that closed before 2014 are now out of the case.
I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America, so we think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury, but the judge's last statement was very fair.
A lawsuit filed by New York's attorney general accuses Trump of lying for years about the value of his assets on statements given to banks. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
At least 37 people were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official said on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to three scientists who look at electrons and atoms during the tiniest of split seconds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Eva Olsen, the chair of the Nobel Committee for Physics, profiles the researchers.
This year's prize honors the pioneering experimental work of Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Krauss, and Anne L'Huillier. They discovered that it is possible to generate these attosecond pulses. They developed methods to measure the duration of the pulses, and they also developed techniques for generation both of pulse trains and of isolated individual pulses.
This groundbreaking area of electrons research could one day lead to better electronics or disease diagnoses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia. But as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan, many fear the war that drove them out is not over.
Azerbaijani officials sometimes call this part of Armenia part of the historical lands of Azerbaijan, provoking ire from Armenian officials. And even teenagers train in military tactics in this region, preparing for possible battles they believe could come to their towns and villages. But families who recently fled their homes also blame the governments of Artsakh and Armenia and Russian peacekeepers for failing to protect them and their land. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
Police in Thailand arrested a 14-year-old suspected gunman after a shooting on Tuesday at the Siam Paragon luxury mall in the capital, Bangkok. Authorities said two people were killed. A court in Spain's southeastern region of Murcia has opened a criminal investigation into suspected reckless manslaughter in the deaths of 13 people in the country's deadliest nightclub fire for decades. The fire tore through three neighboring nightclubs on the outskirts of the city of Murcia on Sunday. Russia on Tuesday blamed a malfunction in an onboard control unit for causing its first lunar mission in 47 years to crash into the moon in August. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.